audience. Ladies and gentlemen, I've invited you members of the press in view of the intense speculation going on in the country and the international media about the state of health of our president, His Excellency Ngwazi Professor Bingu Mutharika, who was flown to South Africa yesterday for treatment. The media's interest in the matter is justified, and the people of Malawi have the right to know about the state of health of our president. I've been in contact with the South African government today to tell us the truth of the matter, because the international media houses all over the world have been airing information and conflicting information coming through Malawi, and Malawi are in the dark. I am waiting for the formal report. Meanwhile, I would like to appeal to all Malawians and the international community that we should adhere to the constitution of the Republic of Malawi. The Republic of Malawi states that if the president is incapacitated, the vice president shall assume office. Or if he's a backer in that office, the vice president shall take the position of president. It is my sincere hope that Malawians shall adhere to the constitution. The good news is that across the nation, all stakeholders, 75%, are unanimous in this thinking. I shall call you back, members of the media, to brief you when the official position of the president's health is known. I am informed that by the end of today, we shall get an official statement in Malawi. Thank you very much for your attention, and may God bless you.